Finger Guns Comedy.
Comedy! Welcome to another week of Finger Guns Comedy Virtual Happy Hour, where we get drunk and people seem to find it funny. Certain things happen that we can't go back against. You know, all the crazy stuff. If you've ever seen one of these shows, it gets fully wild. Woo! I'm Adam Macias. I'm joined by someone from the Finger Guns crew, Edward Rosales.
Edward James.
Damn it.
Don't get it right one day.
No, I will.
Okay.
One of these days.
If you're watching the Twitch, you could see the roller coaster of emotions that I was going through as he was doing the intro just now.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it, he got my name wrong either way. We're living.
Yeah, we are living. You're living. You know, we're kind of matching right now. I got this blue thing, I got this purple thing, and you got a blue and a purple thing going.
Oh yeah. I don't want to show too much. I'm wearing my Toon Squad again because Michael Jordan just did the Last Dance documentary, and I had to show support.
Yeah. Do you relate to Michael Jordan at all?
100%.
yeah, that's 100%. Awesome. Me too. I relate to
both. All three of us got drafted by the Chicago Bulls.
Uh huh. Yes.
Harrison stopped there.
Yeah. I mean, we got drafted, and then they were like, "How did you put your name in the draft? That's impossible. You're too young to be.
In all honesty, we got drafted by the Chicago Bulls, and then we both heard that Steve Carell was playing in town.
Yes.
And then we went, let's go check this dude out.
Yeah, it's like, then, he's playing, he was doing a solo improv show in Chicago. And we're like, let's go.
Yeah, and it's history since,
I was like, second city, more like first city. You know what I'm saying? Because it was funny. You don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, of course. So anybody joining, just watching this for the first time, this is Finger Guns Comedy, where we invite people on to chat. We send out the link, our Zoom link. Anybody is allowed to join. We have some people kind of calling in, and then at 7 o'clock, I literally send out the Zoom link to this show, and you watching from home right now live can go join us. And we have a whole other show planned at 7 o'clock. We actually get drunk. I usually get way too drunk. I might not tomorrow. I'm doing this. I have this big day tomorrow, so I can't get too crazy today.
Ooh, what are you doing tomorrow?
I got to do work, man. I don't know. Somehow I landed a job. I don't know what's going on. But I'm drinking Chardonnay out of a beer glass because I'm that classy. Ed, what are you drinking right now?
You know what? I've lost my drink, but it's okay. Okay because I'm drunk on power and high off life.
Whoa, you're drunk on power.
How's that?
What kind of power are you drunk on?
Drunk on power. The Showtime series. No, the Star series. What's it on? What's power on? What's
the internet?
Power, right? Executive produced by 50 Cent, by Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
Is that the story of 50 Cent that he's producing?
No, that's Get Rich and Die Trying, which is also a video game, I believe.
Yes, yeah, no, I played that game. It's actually really good.
That video game was very graphic as a child.
Yes.
Like 50 Cent's life.
Speaking of video game and rappers, mm-hmm. Wu-Tang Clan mm-hmm. has a show out right now too. Have you checked that out?
No, but speaking of rappers and TV shows, I have seen Dave.
Ooh, so good.
Can I give a shout out to Dave?
Give a shout out to Dave. Dave is probably one of my favorite shows right now.
Dave is so fucking good. Like, surprisingly so at first.
Yeah.
And then you just expect it to be good, and it was completely, like, mind-boggling good.
And I believe him. I think he raps better than Kanye, no doubt.
I mean, tomatoes, tomatoes, you know? Both. Dave Bird, a.k.a. Lil Dicky, another Chicago Bulls draftee.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, all four of us. We're all Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and then we all decided to go check out Steve Carell. Well, you know, so we're just gonna sit and chat and stuff, and you know, we did start a little late here. Oh, wait, I think actually somebody is calling in right now. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, hi. Yeah, we could definitely hear you.
Hello.
How's it going?
How are you?
Hello, how are you boys?
Oh, we're good.
Well.
Thank you so much
for. Well.
What's your name? I think I see it as is it Lauren? Oh, what does that say? Lauren Baker, Kevin's mom?
Kevin's mom?
Is that all?
Lauren Baker, Kevin's mom.
Is your last name Kevin's mom? Is that your...
No. Kevin is my son. He's from Massachusetts, and I'm out here in California with my husband. We're looking for him.
Oh, you're looking? Oh. Wow.
This potentially got very dark.
Yes.
Let's not hope so.
Well, Lauren, I will premise this. So we usually do have random people call the show, but Lauren, you did contact me directly and asked to be on my show.
I have a type five.
I didn't know you did comedy. That's really cool. I just thought maybe you needed help with something.
Well, I mean, I don't do comedy. He said, Mom, Dad, I'm moving out to California and I'm going to become a comedian. And we said, where are you going? He said, I'm not telling you. And so we jumped in the car. Okay. We jumped in the car a week later because I can't find him. He's not answering his phone.
You left a week later? Like, you didn't let it cool down for a bit? Maybe like a...
No. I don't want him to... They say the first 24 hours are the hardest. So we jumped in the car and we drove from Methuen, Mass. And we started at the top of California.
You
trickling our way down.
He just said, I'm
top
going
to California.
Okay. Well, so, but he said, I want to do comedy and I'm going to California. Mm-hmm. And you decided to start at the top of California?
Yeah. So we went all the way up to Eureka, California. Mm-hmm. And then we realized that there was more land. So we went all the way up. We hit all the comedy clubs.
Was there a lot of comedy clubs in Eureka?
Yeah. Yeah, Arcata, California, big weed capital. Had no idea.
Yes.
Everybody was asking me if I wanted weed.
Did you? Did you partake?
I said I take edibles to go to sleep, and that's about it. But
have you talked to your son? How long has it been since he's?
It's been 4.5 years. I've gone to every comedy club. Now we're in LA. I'm in an Airbnb. There's cats everywhere. I don't know whose internet this is. And
you don't know.
So now I'm doing podcasts because, you know.
Oh, you do a podcast.
I'm doing your podcast and I'm seeing who else's podcast.
You're doing the old, trying to find my son podcast circuit. Yeah.
But you never know. He might pop up on one of these and I'll be like, I got you, Kevin.
What other podcasts have you done?
I did the Matt Besser one.
You did.
I did
I'm Too Effing High. You did Matt Besser's weed one, right? With John Gabrus and Horatio.
No.
Oh, you did not that one.
No, I actually ended up Zoom bombing some movie class he was doing. I had no idea. Someone sent me a link.
That was you. Yeah, that was my. I was on that show.
I Zoom bombed for about 2 minutes. They kicked me off.
You know what? I gotta say, your yes and work just for that 2 minutes was really good. You really heightened the scene and the movie. It was very. It was quite thankful that you came in.
Thank you.
Well. I mean, wow, you've been out here for 4 years. Have you lost any hope at all for finding your son? Or how do you feel after all this time?
I mean, here's the thing. I went into comedy clubs and I just started asking people. I would start with jokes, of course, because that's mm-hmm. why they thought yeah. I was at this open mic. And then I started pleading for people, you know, has anyone seen my son? I'd be like, you know, he's very unusual looking. He wears plaid. He's got brown curly hair. He wears glasses.
That seems like most people at a comedy club, to be honest. Was he man? He was a male too, so.
He's a male. He has a pet iguana that usually rests on his shoulder. Well,
that's an unusual. That's something yeah, that's that you something probably that don't usually see.
You've seen him?
I've seen him. Yeah.
No. Oh, you've seen him?
Yes, I've seen. Hollywood Cafe. He's quite known for his iguana bits. Kind of talks like it's a parrot.
This is a big breakthrough.
Mark, we got another lead. All right, give me the address.
It's the Hollywood Cafe. It's off Sunset. It's probably closed now. So it's probably yeah. I was going to say, I mean, not to be too much of a downer, are you stuck in like traveling right now because of the shelter in place?
No, I mean, we decided to take the RV out anyway. So, I mean, this is our trip anyways, you know? And I mean, now, do I mind being in Los Angeles? This weather's beautiful.
It's true.
Why would I want to be stuck in Methuen, Mass?
Yeah, I would say, what's the weather like now? Is that like a, is that hot or is it humid right now?
No, it fluctuates. It goes from 60 to 30 in a day.
Ah, ooh, wow. Yeah, that's one thing we don't have in Los Angeles. We have a, just an even 80 all the way around. That's which is why it's perfect for entertainment.
It's and, beautiful.
Yeah, it, you know, I'm just really kind of I'm kind of confused why you would start so high in California when he clearly was going to go for show business and go there. Are you? Are,
well, it was summertime, and we didn't want to start somewhere hot. We wanted to start somewhere cool to acclimate. From the Massachusetts, well, I don't know if you boys have ever been to Massachusetts, but it's like being in a wet, cold trash can.
No. I've never been to Massachusetts or a wet trash can. I can confidently say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I have been to a wet trash can, but I was like,
sure.
Yeah, it. I that's only because I thought I was going to Massachusetts and ended up being a trash can. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, I just wish I could help you out more, you know, trying to find your son. Is there anything?
Well, what do you two do? Well, are you comedians?
No, I'm not a comedian. Mm-hmm. I don't try to be funny, like literally ever. It's kind of, I'm just here to talk and be real and connect with people. Ed's probably more of the comedian of the two of us, I would say.
I agree.
Ed James, I like that. Your parents are funny. Is your last name Almost?
Almost, yeah.
Your mom is very almost. Funny. Tell her I said that, okay?
I will. Okay. She'll love it. She's a big fan of jokes.
Do you guys talk to your mom?
Oh, I talk to her.
Yeah, of course.
Probably every day.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I talk to her a couple times a week, not every day.
Yeah, I mean, every day is a little too much.
All right, okay. Well, that's... it's a group text with my wife and my mom. So,
that's not that personal, though. Huh?
Listen, Sorry, go ahead, Ed.
Adam, you talk to your mother every day, but it's never just like a one-on-one combo. It's always in a group.
No,
chat
we always have a buffer. That's something we just there's somebody just to be like we're always kind of polite to each other. That's what that is. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I was going to ask Lauren. Were you happening to be getting paid to be at these comedy clubs when you were there? Did anybody call you and be like, "Hey, Lauren Baker, Kevin's mom, we'd love for you to. I think we saw your son here. Would you mind stopping in at this comedy club?"
Well, I'll tell you what I did. So I did a set over at the West Side Comedy, and then one of the boys at the bar asked me if I would come and do his show. And I was going to do that, but my husband, he parked over in the Palisades. We tried walking down there. And I was like, well, what are you doing? And he goes, you know what? The parking garages here are so expensive. And I said, well, I'm not walking all the way down there. So I stood there and made him go get the car. By the time he got down to the West Side Comedy, it was closed. I don't think they were going to pay me, but I was asked to do a show finally. And I said, I have a type 5.
You have a type 5. Yeah. I mean, is the type 5 mostly you just trying to talk about your son and stuff?
Well, that's how it started. But then I started talking about Trader Joe's because we don't have a lot of Trader Joe's where I live.
We love Trader Joe's on this podcast.
Did you guys listen to the podcast, the Trader Joe podcast?
No, I listened. I have heard of it. It's the Trader Joe Rogan Experience. Is that the podcast?
No, you're being funny. It's the employees. They do a podcast, and it's so cute. They talk about all the new stuff coming out.
Is this real? Wow. Is this a real thing?
It's real. No. It's a real thing.
I am going to check that out.
If Danny knows about this podcast, because I mean, one of our very own works at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe
he probably is.
He's on there.
Yeah, has anybody ever talked about like how he just loves his little kitten named Kismet and loves playing video games with his friend Edward?
I mean, it's one thing goes in my ear and it's out the other. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I've listened to two episodes, but if he could get me on that Trader Joe episode, then I can maybe find Kevin.
Do your type 5 there too.
I mean, yeah. We'll put out a text to Danny and see if he knows anything about that Trader Joe's podcast.
Well, actually, you know what? Shout out to Danny because it is his 1 year anniversary today. So, speaking of children and marriage and stuff, so shout out to Danny and Elise. Congratulations, y'all. Yes. Oh, and I see a little cat. I see a little cat behind you. Lauren, we're gonna definitely try. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Lauren, we thank you so much for coming on the show. Please stick around.
Yeah, we'll be.
Who knows? We ask comedians to come on the show all the time, so maybe he might call in. So, would you be down to hang out with us for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll hang out for a bit, but Mark and I are gonna go check out this Hollywood Cafe in about 20 minutes.
Well, it's definitely close, but yeah, please. All right. Well, it looks like somebody else is calling in right now. So this is a perfect transition. Come on. Oh, Jesus. Wow. Okay.
State your purpose. Are you human or dog, robot?
We're human.
Human?
I'm sorry. Is your name... It's Buddy the Killer Robot?
A.K.A. Dog.
A.K.A. Dog.
D-O-G. You can just call me Buddy.
Are you a...
Okay, Buddy.
Are you a robot dog?
Pausing breathing sequence. I am a robot dog. I am not here to kill all of Earth. Okay. I am a good boy.
Wow. That is terrifying. It sounds like when you said, well, this is Finger Guns Comedy. I just want to say you've joined.
Yeah, welcome to Finger Guns Comedy.
A virtual happy hour. Are you drinking right now by any chance, Buddy?
I have my toys.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Okay, we do. It seems like we have some sort of sentient robot dog on today's show. This is new territory for us right now. What is your purpose, robot?
My purpose is to learn about the Earthlings on Earth and how they operate. I am a form of dog.
Okay, so
I am a good dog. I do good dog tricks.
But you're also an alien. Is that like an alien robot?
Robot sent by aliens.
Oh my!
If we
Wow, this is like the movie First Contact, where we made first contact with another alien. You're sticking out your tongue like that. Oh, are you seeing the cat? Oh, she sees the cat. She sees Lauren's not cat, not her cat, of course. But
Ark.
Lauren, I don't know. Maybe you want to hide that cat before the.
You want me to get rid of this cat?
I think it's fine. It's not gonna distract. Buddy, over here. Look, I got a chew toy. Buddy, over here. Oh, okay. All right. Now, good dog. Okay. I think Lauren, you're safe. Okay. I'll throw it just a second. I just have a few more questions for you. Just a few more questions. What planets are you from?
I am a robot. I am not from a planet.
Oh, I see.
I am a good dog.
Okay.
Sorry, I cut you off. What did you say? Dog.
I am a good earth dog.
Okay, now usually when people say they are a good earth dog, or when you hear some of that, someone say that, mm-hmm. It kind of sounds like, you know, doth protest too much, you know? So you sound like you're alien when you say that. Usually people from Earth don't say they're from Earth, you know?
Noted.
Okay.
All right.
It wasn't a note. That wasn't a note. It was more just, you could tell us. It's fine if you want to be honest.
I must check that my master lover fool is not here.
Who's the lover fool?
You know what? I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called a master lover fool before.
Master lover and fool. He is a fool to have. He is my master, and I love him.
You know, I would imagine a lot of animals feel that way towards their owners, that they're fools / masters, but also they love them a lot.
I presume so.
What's your master lover fool's name?
His name is Robert, but he prefers Robbie to be cool.
That is cool. That is really cool.
Oh.
He is not cool, but he gives me treats, and I like treats.
What kind of treats does he give you?
Big ones with bones. Bone treats.
Wow. So robot dog, you eat like organic food?
I consume organic matter and turn it out into excess excrement.
Poop. Would you call it poopies? Poop? It's poopies, little tiny poops.
Poopies. Okay.
You know, I will say you do have a, you know, you are, it does appear that you are made out of some sort of metal. But I will say you have a beautiful coat. If I do say your master does seems to take care of you quite well.
Thank you. I am proud of my coat.
No, buddy's very excited.
Yeah, buddy. I can see you shaking your tail a bunch. Getting the zoomies right now, just running around. Well, it's okay. You know, I still have your ball. I still have this ball. Hey, Ed, catch the ball.
Throw it.
Almost got it, buddy.
I did not catch the ball.
No, I got it right here. Now it's over here. And look at this. Just playing back and forth. And I'll throw it to Adam.
Lauren, do you got any questions for Buddy, or do you want to catch this ball?
Yeah, you guys know, you ever heard of a furbo before?
What is a furbo?
Oh, a furbo. It's a robot, and it's got a video camera in it, and it shoots out treats. Got one at home.
Oh.
Is it a treat box?
It's a treat box, but I can see it on my phone. It's beautiful.
Can you send me an email with the link to Furbo?
Yeah, I'll do that for you, buddy.
Do you have a...
My email is R...
Oh, buddy.
What?
No, I want to hear your email, buddy. Go ahead.
O... B...
Yeah.
I... E... T... H... E... C... O... O... L... G... U... Why?
Wow.
Robbie the cool guy? is that what it was?
Wow, Robbie, nice. You are cool. But you're not a guy. You are a robot.
That is my master's email.
Yeah, Robbie's his master.
Yeah. Oh, right. Of course. Do you ever go? You check your master's email very often?
My master lover friend. I need to know when I get new treats.
He's got a Chewy subscription for treats.
Oh, okay.
My master lover friend does not often notice when the Chewy box has landed outside, even though I alert him with vigorous shakes.
You know,
I must.
Did Robbie create you, or did you find Robbie?
I found Robert.
Where were you before? Do you remember life before Robbie at all?
My whole point of sentience was to become a robot on Earth. I landed on Earth from the spaceship. After that, I became a dog robot.
All right, yeah. So then you are an alien. You just admitted it. I don't know why you fought me on that early. You just admitted you're a robot or a robot alien. It's fine.
I don't understand why the semantics are so hard for you. I guess this is, I don't understand why we haven't conquered your Earth already, given that that is the standard.
Well,
it's true. We're very semantic driven. He's got, be careful. Don't rip. No, buddy. Don't bite that. That's not a choice. Okay. Well, you go ahead and play with you. Lauren, do you have any questions for Buddy here?
Buddy, are you a comedian?
I do not believe so.
All right. Well, she probably won't know where Kev Dog is, but...
There's another dog? What other dog? I know all dogs. We sniff each other.
No, it's just one of his nicknames he has. His name is Kevin Garrett Baker. He goes by Kev Dog, K-Town, the Kev, KGB.
Kevin is not a dog, but he goes by a dog's name as in Kev Dog.
Sometimes. I mean, I don't know what to tell you here, buddy, but
his name is KGB. He goes by that? He goes by KGB.
That's a hot nickname.
For a while.
That's pretty good.
It's a hot nickname.
You're
the hot nickname.
I mean, if Robbie is cool, is already taken. Kevin is cool. He should definitely jump on that. KGB should definitely jump on that cuz he sounds cool.
He's not very cool, but when I find him, I'll let him know.
If you get sent, I can track him for you.
Oh.
Oh.
You know, that's what I did want to ask earlier. I wanted to ask about your sense of smell, your tracking abilities, because we do have a missing comedian out on the loose.
Oh, yes. Please give me any sort of scent, and I will be able to put it into my stomach and then filter it out through my nose like a normal dog and find him.
All right, well, all I have is a couple of sports trophies from a long time ago, but I have them in a box. I'm going to email you, buddy, about the Furbo, and then you send me your mailing address, and I'll send over one of those statues.
Look at this connection right here. I love it. I love it. Well, it looks like we could definitely solve some stuff here. I will say, I think we're getting another phone call right now. Running a little late. You guys want to? Please, buddy, stick around. Hello? Hello? Is somebody? Somebody?
Boo, boo, boo. Hello, I'm
Katie. Hi, Katie. Oh, wow. For the listening audience, we had some sort of TikTok dance that is entering.
Correct. That's our handshake.
Our handshake?
Mm-hmm. I'm the dead mother for the Hype House.
Oh, you said Hype House? Is that like some sort of like Girl Scouts or something? Or
you don't know what the Hype House is?
I'm sorry. No. You know, I have been in quarantine for a while, so maybe I'm all behind. The world. Wait, say again?
It's the TikTok world. There's incredible drama going on right now.
I got to be honest. I'm not really on TikTok. I'm on everything else. There's drama.
Adam, you need to get on TikTok.
I'm so sorry. Can you explain what's happening a little bit? Everybody is shaking their head at me. Even Buddy the dog is shaking the head at me for not being on TikTok right now.
Harley just left the Hype House.
Who?
It has been Charlie and Dixie. They are the queens of TikTok.
Okay, that's 16. That is two people. It's not Charlie and Dixie. Charlie and Dixie. It's Charlie.
No, two people. Yes, Adam.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, Ed knows.
How you doing, Katie?
Teens just crying on me all the time because they've left the house. They've just abandoned us.
Is it an actual house that you guys all live in? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes, it's me and then a bunch of 16-year-olds living in a mansion in the hills.
Oh, wow. Well, Katie, it sounds like you are inundated with a bunch of stuff to do. Are you stressed with all the, there's some sort of, it seems like you have a lot of duties taking care of all these children.
I do. They all think that they're grown adults. They're not. They're still 16, 15, 14 for some of them. We haven't told, you know, the law about that one because that's illegal, mm-hmm. but it's been horrible. Hold on. No.
What's going on? Katie, what's happening?
Katie, you there?
Ladies and gentlemen, she just got a text and now her hands are in her head like some sort of horrible.
No.
What's happening?
Charlie is going to the Sway House. She's going to the Sway House, our direct competition.
Is this breaking
so
news?
Hotter. Their teens are hotter than our teens.
Adam, this is breaking news. We need Adam, you need to make a TikTok right now, and we need to promote this right now on Finger Guns because this is hot breaking news.
I don't,
and nobody else has.
I don't know. Katie, can you help me make a TikTok, I guess? I don't know what's happening. I'm really...
I cannot. I don't make the content. I just take care of the children.
Is this like a documentary on E or something? Like where are people watching this? Like, where is this unfolding? I'm just so confused.
On TikTok, Adam, what planet do you live? TikTok.
Old man.
But is it TikTok just for like lip syncing and like doing like just these types of dances and stuff? Like where it's just like it's just waist up. You know, it's like waist up dancing, so not actually good dancing. It's just like people that move their arms, you know what I'm saying? Like it's just that's just what TikTok is, right?
Do you want to make me cry, Adam?
No.
Do you have something?
No. I thought this was.
I'm at my free
time. Please.
Charlie,
the dead mother of the Hype House. Please apologize.
Okay. All right. You know what, Katie? I don't mean to offend you at all by any of these. I'm very out of the loop, so I did not mean to offend. And Buddy, do you have anything to say to Katie? It seems you're cowling. Maybe do you feel empathetic for Katie's situation right now?
Katie has nice hair.
Thank you.
She does have nice hair.
It's all I have. They put me in a storage closet.
The children put you in the storage closet?
The children put me in here. My hair is all I have.
Lauren, would you ever let Kevin put you in a storage closet?
No, but I am eager to talk to Katie about it. Maybe she's seen Kevin because he dated a TikTok star.
He did?
Oh,
wow.
He dated one of the TikTok stars. I know all about this mansion.
Did he date Charlie and Mitch?
Wait, what's your son's name?
I mean, his name is Kevin, but he goes by many names.
K-Dog.
Does he also go by Chase? Does he happen to go by Chase? Okay, because Chase also broke Charlie's heart, so.
He might. I don't know. He was Chaz for a while in high school. He went through
a snake.
He had a snake with the whole thing.
So,
how old is he?
At this point, he's about 24 years old.
I'm only around teens. I don't know where he's at. I'm only around teens. Not in a weird way, in a maternal way. I'm just around teens.
I do want to point out the fact that it seems like Kevin is somewhat of a reptile person because he goes from snake and now he is the iguana guy, obviously. Was there any other reptiles maybe he was into at all growing up?
I mean, he had a couple. He wore an eye patch at one point. He had some frosted tips.
He
messed himself all the time.
He sounds like he was definitely had some identity. He was just exploring his identity a little bit.
He sounds like a cool guy.
He does sound very cool.
How can a human be a dog and a reptile and a human? And an eye patch.
Those are all metaphors, most of them.
Good question, buddy.
Katie, do you
that link with a coupon? You get it?
Katie, do you have a lot of teenagers going through identity crises in that house?
Do you know who's going through the biggest identity crisis in this house? Me.
She pointed at herself and said, "Me," just in case.
Me.
I'm so sorry to hear that. It sounds like you have it very rough right now.
These teens, they're hot. These teens are hot. They're in committed relationships. They know what they want to do for their future. They have millions of dollars. Here I am, just a den mom for a bunch of teens in a storage room. I got nothing.
Do they go home at night? Like, or do they sleep at this den? Like, can you just explain this den? Do they have parents? Are they all, did you adopt them?
They have parents.
Okay.
But the teens pay their parents enough not to care where they are.
What are you talking? This is a real thing.
Adam, you truly know nothing of TikTok. It is bananas.
There are multiple houses, okay? It goes Hype House, Sway House, other houses.
So you guys are the top.
Okay,
though.
But those are the two biggest ones.
You guys are the top, though. Hype?
Correct, yeah. Or we were until Charlie, I mean, Dixie left too, but... People only care about Dixie because of Charlie.
That's true. Charlie's the biggest TikToker.
Charlie's the biggest one. She makes up all the dances that are really just a different sequence of the same 10 moves, but she sells them.
Adam, Charlie is the Michael Jordan of TikTok.
Ah, okay.
To bring it back to our earlier references.
Was Charlie also drafted by the Bulls, like the four of us?
No, she's too young. She can't be drafted.
Okay,
she does have a gambling addiction.
Much like Michael Jordan.
Much like Michael Jordan. Yeah.
She has the gambling addiction.
Well,
parents say they have it under control. Maybe, oh my God, maybe that's why she left. Maybe it wasn't because of her breakup with Chase. Maybe she went home to sort out her gambling addiction.
Oh, that's probably good then.
So she's not. So she didn't switch houses then.
She went back home, and then she switched houses. I just forgot because they're so recent.
Well, she also literally switched houses because she went back home.
She did.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it's because of her gambling. I don't know.
What is she? What's her game?
I can't talk to her though.
What's her game right now? She like a blackjack, poker, Russian roulette.
She likes penny slots. Just penny slots.
That's surprising because she's underage. So I wonder what casinos are letting her into that. But
they're all underage and they're all being hot on TikTok. It's like there are no rules anymore. She can do anything she wants. She owns the world.
You know,
the Michael Jordan of TikTok.
Right.
It's like casinos are inviting him in, basically.
I do have a question. How did you get this job as den mother to the Sway House, actually?
I was outside UCB, Franklin.
You're an improviser?
No, I just go to the shows.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a fan.
You're just a fan.
I'm a fan. I could never do it myself. It's too scary.
It is scary. Okay. It is scary.
And there was, you know, the thing with the paper where you take like the number. I took a number, I called, and I got it. Oh no. What happened to Buddy?
No, Buddy's here. Buddy, wait. Did you, are you okay? Do you have to go poop? You're sneezing?
Hold on. This is perfect. Keep going.
Are you trying to TikTok this? You're trying to TikTok this right now, Katie?
I'm not trying. I am. This is the TikTok moment.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, you got an adorable robot dog to sneeze on TikTok. Is this what Sway House does? Is that part of TikToking?
What do you mean? What? Do you not have a phone, Adam? Sway House and Hype House. So a bunch of teens live in a house and all they do is make videos of them dancing and just dancing.
Okay, I just wanted to circle back to this. So you were at UCB, you called in, and essentially they were like, did they come pick you up and then transport you somewhere? Or did you go for an interview? What happened?
Yeah, I went for an interview. It's a normal job, Adam. Like, I went in for an interview. Standard. Teens have rules as well sometimes with jobs.
Okay.
So I went in. I did my interview.
I
went back home.
Did you interview with the kids? Like, they were interviewing you?
Yes. It was horrible. They were mean, but they pay well.
Wow. In the interview, they were mean in the interview.
Very, very cruel. They like looked back in my past and they like found stuff to use against me. It was, but they were being creative at the end of the day. So.
Oh, okay. So they were being creative while insulting you and that's how you got the job and stuff. I just feel like I can unpack so many things here, but I think we're getting another phone call right now. Somebody's calling into the show.
This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged all-wheel drive SUVs, CRV, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HRV with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today. This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged all-wheel drive SUVs, CRV, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HRV with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today.
Hello?
Oh! What it do? How's it going? Pimp Dracula.
No, I don't. I don't like this.
What it do?
No. Okay. Pimp Dracula?
Hey, hold on. Quick little intro. I'm a rapper. Let me spit some bars.
Okay. Sure. I would love that.
Go ahead.
We love a musical act. We're almost coming to the end of the show, so nice something to close it off.
Yeah. I've seen that you have some musicians on, and I was like, let me put myself out there, you know.
We do get contacted by rappers quite often to come on to our show, and that is a real thing.
Yeah, that's what's up. Okay, you ready? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My name was Kevin Baker. I was a comedian, ran away from family, so I chilled up in the median. I'm from Massachusetts, specifically Missoula. I drink lots of water, so you know I have to pizzle. Did a lot of sports, got a lot of trophies, going to the club, giving lots of girls trophies. I dated a TikToker, yes, she was a hottie. Had a big booty, so she knows she was a thottie.
Oh my God, yes. Wow. Holy crap.
Pimp Dracula, aka K-Dog, aka Chaz, aka Kevin Baker. You know what's up.
Lauren, we found your son. This is your son.
That's not him. I thought it was at first, but he's making fun. That's not him. My son does not look like that.
Wait. Is my mom here?
We have to establish if Lauren, if you are saying this is not your son, This can't be your son, right? This can't be.
That's not my son. I mean, there's lots of elements that say yes to me. The frosted tips, the wrapping, the chaz, but that's not my son. See, this is the thing. I've been around the circuit for so long that people are trying to impersonate him now because they're trying to hustle me and my husband, Mark. But you know what? It's not going
to
work.
Why would they try to hustle you? Is there some sort of like reward or benefit of becoming
Kevin? There's a reward. Dang it.
We got a sack full of money. I go and my husband has a sack full of money. It's got a big dollar bill sign on it. And he waits in the back of the club. Gives it out to people who give us information.
Did you guys happen to rob a bank in order to get this sack full of money? Or where did you?
No. We went to a Halloween store and we bought one. It was cute.
That sounds cute, yes. It looks like, was it... Pimp Dracula, it looks like you were thwarted. But nice try. That was really some great bars.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But are you
waiting? Send me your email, Chaz. Send me your email and I'll send you a $25 gift certificate, okay?
Wow.
Yo, that's a thumb.
That is awesome.
I got to go. Mark said that he's been circling the neighborhood for 55 minutes because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to park.
He's probably got to go to Palisades.
Understandable.
All right. Well, Lauren, thank you so much. Before you leave, do you have anything you would like to plug?
I'm going to be doing a tight five over at the Comedy Cellar. So you guys should check that out.
In New York? Okay. Right. Will do.
Yeah, in about 5 months, we're going to be heading back. So.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much. Lauren Baker, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you so much.
Talk soon. Bye, Lauren.
Bye.
Wow.
Get money.
Can I be honest?
Go ahead, Katie.
Chaz is what I'm worried all of my kids will grow up to be.
Yes.
I got to be honest, Chaz.
Now, when you say your kids, do you mean your actual children?
I'm living the life.
Or
what are you talking about?
My TikTok children.
Right.
Tick children is what you mean.
My TikTok babies. Because they're already
then children. Like,
and it's problematic, and I'm afraid they're going to dive deeper into it.
Now... What's your real name, Pimp Dracula? Is it Chaz?
No. I was listening in, and I decided, because I had frosted tips, that I was going to be like, oh, shit, it's me, and I was going to change my name and everything. No, it's Pimp Dracula.
It's Pimp
Dracula, are you a dog?
No, I'm a rapper. You find my shit on SoundCloud, on Tidal, or Tidal.
Wow, title. That's pretty good.
Nice. Yeah.
I like my shit lossless.
Good.
Okay.
Buddy, are you looking for like another dog companion? Is that why you keep asking?
Yo, you a dog?
I am a dog.
No, but I'm like a dog, like a DAWG.
What is the DAWG? Is that a dog? I am a DAWG dog.
It's like a dog, you know. I'm saying
you are a dog. I would like a dog friend.
What?
Yo, you got a dog, me, homie?
Well, buddy, we're all your dogs, figuratively, not literally, of course.
You are not dogs. You are not my dog friends. This dog will be my dog friend.
Oh my, Pimp Dracula, okay, are you drinking? Are you drinking a 40 right now, Pimp Dracula?
Yes, I am drinking a 40. This is what I do.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair.
The crib, you know, it's up, living the dream, rapping in Houston, Texas.
You're in Houston. What do you, before we dive into that, what do you have in your mouth?
Oh, so my name is Pimp Dracula, and it's because I have fangs.
Oh, it's because you have fangs. You have like fake fangs or those real?
No. So I wanted to get a grill, but I couldn't afford it. They were like, you could get like two teeth. And then I was like, well, then give me the fangs and I'll make like a persona out of it.
So the fangs were before the Dracula. The Dracula came after the fangs is what you're saying.
Yeah. You work with what you got.
Right. What are fangs?
Before that, my rap name was Mike Bro Penis.
Really? It sounds a lot like Little Dicky. Have you heard of that rapper before?
Yes, that guy took my whole persona.
It looks like you're having trouble keeping those fangs in your mouth and you're kind of chewing on them a little bit.
Yeah, this tooth is this one was on a discount. It was a buy one, get one. Mm. So now, they didn't put as much effort into it.
I do have a question for you, Pimp Dracula. What's the technical name? What's the technical name for those fangs?
I mean, they're just fangs. They're not like a grill or anything.
Yeah, but they're not like for those types of teeth. What's the technical name for that? Would you say
fang?
They're called
squirrel killers.
They're called
canines.
Canines. They're called canines.
Squirrel killers.
Whatever that thing said.
You said that is a robot, actually. So speaking of canine, you do have something in common with our robot friend here. That's what I was trying to connect y'all. So technically, technically, this person is pretty close to a dog. Technically, how does that make you feel, buddy? She's getting buddy's getting excited. Buddy. Just start wagging around.
Wait a minute.
Hold it there. Hold. Look at this ball. Look over here. Look. Oh, hey. This is gonna go so good on the TikToks.
It's gonna go viral.
You don't talk about it going viral.
It's gonna
never
go viral.
Talk about it going viral, or it won't go viral.
Oh no!
Don't talk about it.
You seemed so like you reacted so vehemently to that. Is that like a rule that you have set in your house?
Yes.
To not say that it's going to go.
Oh. If you talk about going viral, you will fall as a TikTok house. You will fall as an account.
You will. Oh,
it never goes viral when you talk about it becoming viral.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
The number one rule of TikToking is don't talk about being viral.
Okay. And what's the second rule?
Don't date other TikTokers. And they all break it. All the teens, you guys, all the teens are all doing it with each other. They're like animals. You gotta keep like pulling them off each other.
Now, I understand Will Smith has a really big TikTok following. Is he part of one of these houses as well?
He shouldn't be. That dude's like 50 years old.
Say again, Katie.
I don't like Will, okay? TikTok was just handed to him.
Yes, you're right.
And also, he was mean to me at the TikTok Awards last year.
There are awards?
No.
There's not awards.
It's called the TikTokies.
Will Smith was mean to you?
It's a stupid name, but they're called the TikTokies.
All right, well, you know what? We're coming to the end of the show here. We're going to do one little thing before we go called Ask Reddit. Where we go ahead and we're going to take a question from Reddit and everyone will go around the horn and go ahead and ask it as truthfully as possible. I will, before we go in, I will say that everybody get ready to join our virtual happy hour afterwards. I'll be sending out the link. You're more than welcome to join. But before we do that, we're going to go play a little game of Ask Reddit. So is everybody ready for their Ask Reddit question? Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody doing a TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready.
All right, Ed. If you were very rich, what things would you absolutely not buy?
Things would I absolutely not buy? I don't know. I mean, how rich are we? How rich are we talking about?
Very.
Talking like Bezos rich?
Sure.
Well, I wouldn't buy an island. That's for sure.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't
buy
a sports. You said yeah. You're saying what I wouldn't buy, right? That was the question?
You absolutely wouldn't buy. And to me, that implies, like, what would you buy? Like, it's something you buy now that you don't need anymore. But I guess maybe not, right?
Oh. Well, I don't know. You asked me what would I not buy if I was filthy, stinking rich?
Yeah. What would you absolutely not buy? So, like, I guess it could be anything. I guess for me, I probably wouldn't buy food anymore. I would just get it, like sent to me for free. Because people, like, you know, when you're free... When you're like rich, you just get stuff for free.
Oh,
this is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
I probably just get all the food for free.
They just get delivered like the box of sushi all the time. Yeah,
you just get.
Like, I
think
nothing.
It'd be cool.
What do you
to, like? Have like a chef?
Yes.
So I agree with you on the on the food part, and just have the chef do the grocery shopping to see what they want to make. I guess.
Okay, so you would pay the chef, but you wouldn't buy food.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. What about you, buddy? What's something I don't know if you know the concept of buying things as a,
I understand. I already do not pay my human for food. I do not think I would do that. I would not Bye.
You're winking at us. You're winking very... I've never seen a robot wink before.
A telephonic communication through NASA's network to my alien spaceships to take over Earth.
Right, yes, because you are an alien.
That's fucking...
Because you're an alien. Semantics. Katie, what would you not buy?
I wouldn't buy anything other than like a house and a car. I wouldn't buy anything over $100 value. I've seen it break too many people.
Mm.
Fancy things, it breaks too many people.
Oh, I see. So you would keep it very humble. You would absolutely like
keep it.
So you would rent things.
Yeah.
What about a computer or like a phone?
Oh, the phone.
How would you do your TikToks?
That needs to be the most expensive.
Right. Yeah.
But everything else can be garbage because I've seen what nice things do to people.
What's your dream phone? I noticed you have a flip phone currently.
Oh, a Sidekick.
Katie.
No, yeah.
How long have you been in this house? Sidekicks are so old.
I know. I'm 29. Surrounded by a bunch of 16-year-olds. I'm an older woman.
That's not compared to the. You're not old. I'm sorry.
I am. When you're around a bunch of hot teens, you feel old.
That's fair. That is fair. Pimp Dracula. If you were very rich, what things would you absolutely not buy? What?
I'm sorry. I just did some PCP, and I'm starting to see some shit.
Would you buy? Well, how about this? Would you still buy PCP if you were very rich?
No, I would. I would still be buying. No, I would buy some better shit. I heard, like, you know, when you are like a millionaire, you can get like some freaky deaky stuff.
Okay.
And so I find like.
So you wouldn't buy PCP.
No.
You're winking Dragon. Just as hard as the robot was.
As Buddy,
right.
But
now.
I mean, you're both dogs, so.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
No thing in common.
That is fair.
No, Mr. Dragon, I would not be buying more PCP.
I'm not a dragon.
I'll tell you what. I would maybe stop drinking 40 ounces.
And what would you
like
drink?
If I could afford it, I would be drinking 50 ounces or 60 ounces or 70.
Okay. That's fair. But why not?
Works.
Why not a 100 ounce? Why not?
Sky's the limit when you're a millionaire. I feel you.
Yes. Thank you. And speaking of Sky's the Limit, this has been the limit of the show. We are done with Finger Guns Comedy today. Before we leave, is there anything you would like to plug? Buddy, the robot dog / alien, is there anything you would like to plug before we leave?
The annihilation of Earth, yes. And the takeover of robot dogs.
Now, I speaking of annihilation of Earth, so it sounds like a real mystery, and it's almost like you're talking to the radio right now. Is there anything maybe loosely related to those words I just said that you would possibly want to plug about? Mystery and radio that you basically want to talk about?
That I've heard is good. I'm a dog. I don't listen to podcasts. It's called Mystery in the Radio Wave. It is good. They just released a new episode, right?
Yes, they did. Yes. This great comedian is on it named Emily Clark. Should definitely go check her out. Have you heard of that person, buddy?
Emily Clark, Emily 4 underscores Clark is her handle.
Yes, on Instagram, correct?
Just started doing Twitter again.
Oh, wow. That's very
nice.
Good. Very cool. Very good for Emily. You're not on Twitter though, right, buddy?
No, I do not believe in the need for social media.
Fair. Fair. Katie, is there anything you would like to play plug, Katie?
Well, my TikTok, which is like Katie Can Do It ? It's just like a lot of pranks that the teens do on me while I actually like try and make serious TikTok videos. They don't get that many views, but they get a lot of like mean comments. So please go and like it.
Would you say
my sister, huh?
Would you say you get more comments than you do views?
Yes. I don't know how it works, but I get, and they're all very mean.
Oof.
They're all very mean.
Oh, wow. It's, yeah, that sounds, I'm so sorry to hear that, Katie.
It's fine. I mean, nothing's as bad as how the kids treat me, so it's fine.
You know what? Just leave. Just leave. You should just go. Go find Buddy the dog. You have a companion. And, you know, do your own thing. Is there anything else you would like to plug by any chance?
Well, my sister has a TikTok as well called Jessica Ray Rogers.
Oh, wow. I know Jessica.
Also her same Instagram account. And she runs, she co-hosts a very like fun dating podcast called Match.
Wow. Yeah. That's a really good show.
Be also on here at, I believe, 8 p.m. this Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. 7:30 or 8. I think we'll figure that
7:30,
out.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
I didn't remember if that was the buffer before the 8 p.m.
I don't remember now either, but now that you say that, that probably is right. It probably is 8 p.m. Now that you say that.
My sister's great. Yeah. So Match.
Yeah, go check out Match on Friday. Live dating advice. Pimp the Dragon, Dracula, you are clearly definitely tripping balls right now. Do you want to try to plug anything or would you like me to? This is great radio. Everybody go check out Roasted by with our friend Steve Sotelo. It's on Friday, or it's on Saturdays at 2 p.m. It's a comedy show where chefs get roasted while also trying to cook things virtually. It's a very fun show. Edward Rosales, is there anything you would like to plug?
Just Instagram and Twitter, Edward J. Rosales. Go Finger Guns. I mean, you know the deal.
Yeah. And go check out, he has two podcasts out. He was on guested on Recap Game Show, and then he also guested on another show called All My Friends Have Plans. Everybody, what a great show this has been. And also a special shout out to Amy Gorelick for no reason. Go check out her show, Amy Gorelick Tonight. It's on a Twitch channel. We'll link to that in the comments for no particular reason, just because she's great. And we do something at the end of the show. Oh, I will say, before we go, we have a Patreon community. We do all this stuff for free. As you notice, we do bring on a lot of people that have shows throughout the week. And that's because we are trying to put out more comedy out there because of the shelter in place. So if you have any interest in supporting that, go check out our Patreon community. It's patreon.com/GoFingerGuns. You can find us on all the social medias at GoFingerGuns. Check out our website where we are live. We have a brand new episodes page. We have videos at FingerGunsComedy.com. Go ahead and check that out. We do something at the end of the show, everybody. We shoot the sky and pew pew pew, and I'm afraid to do this because Pimp Dracula might literally run away, and then also Buddy might just start being scared because all the shooting to the skies, but like 4th of July. But we're going to do it regardless. All right, without further ado.
My hair is all I have.
Finger Guns Comedy.
This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged all-wheel drive SUVs, CRV, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HRV with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today. This holiday season, you know what I have on my wish list? Adventure. That's why I got a new Honda during the Happy Honda Days sales event. They have a whole lineup of rugged all-wheel drive SUVs, CRV, Pilot, Passport. But at the end of the day, I drove off in a new HRV with a bunch of safety features. And best of all, I got it on clearance. So don't just sit around knitting an ugly holiday sweater. See your local Honda dealer for Happy Honda Days clearance pricing today.